Thank you for downloading this Dry Cargo Market Report podcast from CoracleOnline.com, professional development specialists in association with the Baltic Exchange for the week ending September the 24th, 2010. This podcast is made possible with the kind sponsorship of ShipServe, the world's leading e-marketplace for the buying and selling of ship supplies. Please go and find out more about them at ShipServe.com. We start with a look at the Suezmax sector, and holidays curbed activity for the big ships, but rates were just holding steady as the week drew to a close, with some suggesting that there might be moves up next week. There was fresh cargo from both Brazil and the East late this week, which helped steady numbers. A Brazil-China cargo has been done around $25, but there remained very little transatlantic activity. The West Australia-China rate dipped to $10, but there was talk of $10.25 being done as well. Looking at the Panamaxes, and it was a negative market in the East with charterers having the upper hand. Rates are now in the upper teens for round voyages. Volume was limited and the longer NOPAC Australian rounds were barely at $20,000 daily. As the week closed, there were rumours of a 10-year-old 73,000 tonner open paradip fixing a West Australian round at $17,500 daily. Ballasters close to the US Gulf also heaped pressure on early committed tonnage as, for most of the week, interest slowed from the area. Charterers stepped up the pace slightly, but not enough to stop rates falling. One 75,000 tonner agreed 10-20 October delivery US Gulf for a trip to the east at $32,500 daily, plus a $675,000 bonus, but was known to be waiting a few days. The North Continent was a touch healthier, with tonnage tighter, but even so transatlantic rounds were hovering around the low to mid $20,000 daily range as the week drew to a close. Period trading was largely slow, with the focus still on tonnage in the east. Short periods rates slipped to the low-mid $20,000 daily on very thin volume. Looking at the Supramaxes, and unsurprisingly in view of the many holidays in the Far East, this was a fairly uninspiring week. Rates in the North Atlantic did manage to hold pretty firm, especially on the North Continent for tonnage prepared to take trade via the Gulf of Aden. A 1998-built 47,000 deadweight vessel was booked for a trip to the Indian Ocean at a strong $33,000 daily. The smaller handysizes also managed to score, as a 1991-built 28,800-size ship was fixed for a 25-day trip to the US Gulf at a good $13,500 daily. In the South Atlantic, it was a different story, as rates continued to slide on a thin market, but it was in the east where the market suffered more than the lack of activity. Earlier in the week, a 2008-built 53,000 deadweight Japanese-built ship, Open South Korea, was fixed for a North Pacific round at $18,000 daily. As the week closed, however, a TESS 52 type, also Open South Korea, was fixed for a North Pacific round at an easier $16,000 daily. Short period rates also eased, although they are still paying a big premium over spot levels, and by the end of the week reports emerged of a 2006-built ship having been fixed for 3 to 5 months trading at $21,000 daily. Thanks for listening.